The barbershop is a place where men can get their hair cut and talk about a number of topics. A professor in Greensboro hopes to get them talking about sex. Naomi Prilo has more.
It's a typical Saturday afternoon at Heads Up Barbershop in Greensboro. A number of men are getting their beards trimmed or their hair cut. Other men are shooting the breeze and talking about this year's Super Bowl game. Then, there are a couple of men being led into a private room. They're meeting with Tanya Coakley of the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. She's working on a research study on how black men talk to their sons about sex.
People underestimate the power and the influence of parents. That still is real, but the issue is parents don't feel that they have this voice or that they're valued.
Coakley talks to a father-son duo about what to expect when they participate in the study. Both of them fill out a survey alone about sexual health. Afterwards, they're invited to go to a class where fathers learn how to have better discussions about the birds and the bees. Douglas Morton is participating in the study. He says his father wasn't around to teach him about sex, and the topic was a no-go with his grandfather.
You just learned what you got from the other men in the neighborhood, the older guys in the community, you know, your older cousins, your buddies, your friends, and that's kind of where it came from. Not kind of, that is where it came from.
His son Devin is also in the shop with him. He's 15. He says they've already had the talk.
About three times. And he keeps saying, he's very informative about it. So I know pretty much about it.
Barbershops hold a certain kind of power, especially in the black community. It's a place where mostly men, and some women, talk about everything from politics to movies to relationship problems. That's why Tanya Coakley of UNCG used barbershops in Greensboro, Charlotte, and Reidsville as a way to recruit people for her study. She wants to give black men a voice.
One of the things in research is that it's difficult to find and then involve or engage African-American men in research. And so we go to where black men may be.
According to the Center for Disease Control, in 2015, black men between the ages of 13 and 29 accounted for 50% of HIV infections among all youth. For the second part of Coakley's study, she gathers men for a class and discussion. In the basement of the Razorline Barbershop in Greensboro, fathers are talking about what to say to their sons when talking about sex.
Anything they want to know. I don't have that problem with them. I just don't know.
Antonio Pickard has seven kids. Four of them are boys, ages 13 to 18. He says he wants his sons to be prepared.
I know that when my boys actually decided they're ready, I'm going to show them the same way my dad showed me, with a broom and a condom.
Curtis Slade agrees. His son is 14, and he wants him to get his information from him.
Anything you want to know, come ask me like that. Don't ask your little joker friends, because they ain't going to give it to you 100. I don't sugarcoat nothing with my son.
Coakley says it's important to talk about sex in a balanced way. She says it's not a good idea for kids to get only a negative view from their parents and only a positive view from their peers.
They know that what their friends tell them, and if you're saying something different, and saying that it's a negative thing, we're talking about it in that light, then they may not trust your judgment, or they may not take you seriously.
She has another tip for parents talking to their children about sex.
They have to be calm and open-minded and not judgmental, because they want to have their children come to them and divulge as much as possible.
Coakley says the whole point of the study is to reduce sexually transmitted diseases and teen pregnancy among black youth. And she thinks the key to that is through education and knowledge. Naomi Prilo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.